If you're a human, you understand one thing. Everything changes. In the beginning, the only way to get music was in person, somebody playing something rhythmically that appealed to you right in front of you, and that is how you consumed any sort of entertainment and music. In the late 1800s, early 1900s, we started to get an ability to record things on wax cylinders and all these different ways of picking up sound and sharing it with people that weren't performing it at the time, which changed everything. Another 50 years later, we start to get this medium of radio where everybody can share long distance music, thoughts, ideas, news, all that kind of stuff. And it changes the landscape of everything again. Then we get into the physical mediums start to change from these wax cylinders and wax discs into cassette tapes, and then into another form, into CDs, and then all of a sudden it skips into a digital realm. Huge, huge changes, and all of these representing upheavals of the way things were done before them. And even in the business side of music, we have just every day you go out and take care of where you're playing, get paid, and that's it. And then we start to get managers involved. And then we get people going out to get a group of people, and then they're a managing large groups of musicians. And then they become their own conglomerate businesses, and they're taking care of every aspect of your music, where you're playing, how you're playing, what you're playing, how it's getting distributed. Everything that touches that music is run by them. Late 90s, everything changes, and we see Napster come along. And everybody that was there knew it was going to change everything about music. It took a bit, but it sure changed every last thing. Some kicking and screaming, some jumped right into it. Well, I believe today we're just on the precipice of that happening again. Things are gonna change, and we should have a think on that.
Hello, and welcome to the 145 Rural Podcast, where we are here to strengthen music careers and communities one song at a time. And now, here's your host, Jacob Wing.
Yay! Hey, everybody, and welcome to today's episode. It's a very big one for multiple reasons. Today is our episode number 52, which officially means that we have been doing this for a year. So, welcome to our anniversary. And the other thing is a little change of pace today, because we go out of our way to make sure that everything we do and try to present you is either teaching you something, uplifting you, or giving you a reason to be out there, you know, very positive, making sure to address a lot of issues that maybe you're not going to be able to know about, or that would take you years to understand, and just get those out of the way now. But today we're going to be a little bit less positive, a little bit more fear-mongering, if you will, but not for reasons of clickbait or trying to get somebody to watch or to listen to this just for that sake. The reason that I'm doing this today is that I do believe that there is some big changes coming, and they're coming quicker than you're ready for and than I've even been, you know, holding back on it and really not wanting to see. And this starts out with just me as a person who likes to watch a lot of science YouTube videos and all those kind of things. And one of my favorite is Kyle Hill. And if you knew that name instantly, you had that picture of Thor coming. He just looks like, you know, Thor come to life, but he's a scientist, and he's just great at communicating, you know, scientific ideas to the common person like myself, who's too stupid to know more than anything else. But he recently just posted a great episode that's all about how AI is going to change things faster than you can even imagine. And I thought it'd be great to talk about that and continue on to our realm of the world. How is it going to affect music? And are we ready? What do we need to do to be prepared for what's going to come? And that's the first thing I just want to get across is, yes, it's kind of overwhelming. We've all been punched in the face the last year, year and a half of just AI this, AI that, AI is changing, AI, AI. And it's just how we got clickbaits. People wanted to watch it. It just flooded everything. So we kind of already have become numb to this idea. But I want you to step back and really focus on the fact that, yes, things are going to change, and it is because of artificial intelligence, and it's catching up at a stupid, ridiculously rate that we didn't think was going to happen for years, if ever. So let's get right into what the meat of this is really going to be about. And I just want you to, as we go through this, talk about what's coming, what's changing, how to perceive it. Just know at the end of this, we're going to talk about ways to combat that, what you can do as a musician, as an artist, and how to prepare yourself for this. But let's talk about how this is coming up. And with Kyle Hilligan, and if you want to, you can go watch the video. I'll link it below. It'll be right there. You can go listen or watch that. I would recommend it, of course. It's really eye-opening. But he goes into talking about how that, you know, referencing a person, Nina Schick is her name, and she starts talking about how AI and ChatGPT and all these things that are just coming around the corner are just out now in the last year are overwhelming everything, and how content on the internet, according to this person, and of course, you know, there's facts to back it up, is going to become completely AI driven or synthesized in the next year. It's almost completely going to be non-human over the next year. Now, as you let that kind of sink in, and of course, your first reaction is, you know, that's not true. You're blowing out of proportion. I want you to take into consideration this fact. ChatGPT, over the last year, its users have generated more text than has ever been created in all books ever written down in all of humankind. And more text than all books ever. Now you say that's crazy. They do this every 2 weeks, and it's only getting worse. That is so much information, it should absolutely boggle your brain. Now, just thinking about that, they're using this information to run different, you know, of course, we've all seen, you know, whatever side of the political aisle you're on, they're flooding you with, you know, making sure you're more extreme in this camp or more extreme in that camp, or finding reasons to hit your emotions and pull you one way or the other. They're finding ways to get you into advertising, get you to click on things, getting you. YouTube is a huge, great example of you have to click through to find the human-made stuff now because the AI is creating so many things. And I can give you great examples right now. Maybe you're not seeing as much as I am, but I'm a huge basketball fan. And I just happen to be super lucky where I love the San Antonio Spurs. Don't judge me. But they drafted Victor Wembanyama. And he's this amazing prospect. None of that's important. But the thing is, I love to watch anything about him. Every last thing I see, I will click on it. I put away almost an entire hour of my mornings dedicated just to getting to watch stuff all about him because it's so amazing and it makes me so excited. But more and more, especially in the last month, I'm getting inundated by clicking on these things. And because he's such a hot topic, every other thing I click on now is AI generated. And it, right now it has that horrible robot voice with the, you know, that cadence that you can instantly tell. And of course, because of his last name, Wembanyama, it's tough to say. And if you don't know how to say it, of course, AI generated text just butchers it. So you instantly know right away, this is an AI, you know, down click. This is don't like, no, I want human generated content. But here's the problem is that, you know, 2 to 5 years ago, this was impossible. It couldn't be a thing that would did it. It couldn't be done on this kind of scale. And it's only getting better. You're starting to see AI generated voices that are, you know, starting to pick up those small syntaxes and little things that we do as humans. And it's only going to get better and better. And as we're talking about over the next year, almost all of this content is going to be synthesized. At least a huge majority of it. And as it gets better, you're not going to be able to tell a difference. And at some point, we're probably going to stop fighting it and just realize that it's part of the landscape we live in. It's the world we exist in now. Now, all of this is kind of, you feel like a little bit off subject, and that's your problem, or yeah, I guess we're all going to have to face this at some point. But take this from, if I'm older than you, then here's a lesson from an old man. If I'm younger than you, then you've been through this. As technology has changed, as things have come up and we've had to adapt and become something different to exist in whatever we work in or whatever we do, these cycles that it happens with, and as things grow and change, keep happening quicker and quicker and quicker until all of a sudden it's just like yesterday everything was different, today something's new. And there's so many examples of this. Like, again, I still have people that come into my studio as musicians that still think of the old mindset of, I just need to put out some music, I'm going to get signed, I'm going to go, you know, be at a major label and they'll do all the work. And that world's been dead for 30 years and people are still living in that. And we're talking about bigger changes than that. So this is very relevant. I just need you to understand the brevity and how big this is going to be. And as we go forward, I just want you to take in mind, as again, I'm just trying to get you on the same page here and maybe understand as much as it's clicked in my brain, I can get some of you to understand this is going to click for you. I need you to just look at some of the things that have come out recently. One, obviously ChatGPT, where we can take anything and generate as much text and we can run ideas. I use ChatGPT, don't get me wrong. I will throw ideas at it. I love it. I will ask it for lyrics. I won't use them, but I'll see what it's saying. I'll take everything. And then I'm like, oh, this is a good concept. Let me, you know, work with this, remold it, come up with better words, better ideas, better phrasing, all that kind of thing. It's a great starter thing for sometimes you just need a spark to get going. And I love generative text for this. But it's a double-edged sword. At some point, it's going to replace what I do right here. Something else is going to do what I'm saying. Just take the words, my idea, and rehash it, re-put it out, and put it out better than I ever could because it's smarter. It has more insight and more numbers to work with. And it's a reality of what's going to happen. Now, if we're just going to play the devil's advocate, many of you are just saying, well, it's never going to replace a human. I want to see a human. Well, of course, we have Sophia that's coming out through ChatGPT and Google where they're generating video. And we all understand that deepfakes are coming. It's a legit thing that's coming up soon. So we're all kind of prepared for it. We know that's going to change. But same thing, they're going to be able to generate just as much video out of anything. And part of me is super excited about that, especially as a musician. One of the hardest things we have to do is convey our music with a visual medium. And having something where we can just type in, I want this, and then put our music over the top of it sounds absolutely mind-blowing and amazing. But the other side of it is that, you know, it just keeps going. It doesn't stop there. So with Sophia, with ChatGPT, what about Voiceify? There's a place you can go on the internet now and just put in examples of your voice and it will create a cover song of that song in your voice. How absolutely insane is that? And that's just a gimmick that's going on now. Yes, it has its flaws. Yes, just like everything else, right now we can tell the differences, but it's rapidly changing. It's getting smarter. It's getting better. That's insane. It's scary, and it's kind of leading us into how is all of this going to affect what we do as musicians and artists? How is it going to change what we do?
Hi there, and welcome to the ad break. We're just going to take a moment to let everybody know about our community of growing members, and if you'd like to be a part of that, just look at the info below, and there will be a click there for an email sign-up to join in and get your voice heard. As well, if you're enjoying this content, please join our Patreon at patreon.com/1445world. There you can join any of our groups and you can add to the discussion of what topics we will choose that will help you and hopefully future members of our groups, as well as join monthly Q&As and other such benefits. Again, that's patreon.com/1445world, and we look forward to seeing you there. Now back to that regularly scheduled episode and enjoy that content. Thanks again.
I want to go from that point of telling you the facts and what's happening now and switch to the mode of let's try to look forward and try to see what we can do about this. So a big thing that we can do, of course, is start to anticipate what AI has done in the past, what it's been used for, and then see how that would apply to what they're going to do with music, how it will apply to music. And a big part of that is if you look at AI and how it's been used, especially really early in the beginning here, where it was used to radicalize and change the political atmosphere of, you know, the United States or any country, take a country, they've been bombarded by it through Facebook ads, Facebook generated content, through articles, fake articles, fake videos, it doesn't matter. But it's been used to just reinforce ideas or ideologies you've already had. It's never to change anybody or bring anybody together. It's always meant to divide and isolate. And yeah, that's scary. Yeah, it's annoying. But how will that apply to music? And you start thinking, what's the main thing they're doing here? They're targeting an emotion. They're targeting, again, ideologies. They're using those things to get you to move one way or the other, or to react in a certain way and get a reaction and a click and anything they can get out of you. And, you know, that can apply to music too. So you start thinking of, again, this is all speculation. This is just out of my brain. Doesn't mean it's true. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. But I think a big thing we need to start thinking about is that with music, we like to really use emotion. We try to convey how we feel, thoughts, you know, convey a point in your life or a feeling or something that's been achieved or lost. And those things are what we try to connect with other humans with using music. And it seems like the logical outcome of this is at some point we're just going to be able to have AI that in your daily life can adapt to what you're doing and give you music for the background. It will be able to take what you've liked, what you've listened to, what you've referenced, and it will be able to say, here's the emotion that you're going to want to feel. You're happy right now. You're outside doing this, you know, or even just a push button like, hey, I'd like to get some mood music while I'm doing some housework. And I'd like it to be based on like 50s and 60s blues. And I want it to be in the style of this artist, you know, so I want it to be a little bit of B.B. King and give me some Wes Montgomery in there. And how about just a little Jimi Hendrix for fun? And anybody that just said that, Stevie Ray Vaughan, you're my hero. That is actually his direct references. Funny, but not on subject. but that's the point, is that you're going to be able to point and click and say, these are, you know, this is what I want, and generate something based on what you're doing that day. And it'd be a new song for every moment you have in your life. And what do we need artists for at that point? You know, there's not going to be anybody listening to songs repetitively. That's for sure. You know, a big part of, and I think something that's been lost, and this is the old curmudgeon in me, where I will just tell you that part of losing things to the digital world and being part of that transition was before, when you went and bought an album, be it a record, a cassette, or a CD, is that not only did you get the single that you'd heard on the radio, or, you know, you heard this music and you want to hear a little bit more, you got that song or maybe two good singles you knew, and then, you know, eight more, you know, up to 10 more songs you'd never heard before because it was part of a collection of songs they put together at the time as an album. And then you got a good glimpse into what they were doing. It could be used as its own art form of where you're going to put the songs, how they go together. It's its own painting almost. It's a piece of art. And we lost that. And I think it was a huge loss. And listening to songs repetitively where you got to dig deeper. Yes, I know the surface level. I know the lyrics. I know the melody. What's the counter melodies? What's happening beneath this? How are they using dynamics? You know, all those things where we went deeper and it really made us love music and want to do this and, you know, create the same things and get these emotions out of other people doing our art and our music and our thoughts and our everything that we are. And all of that's going to be replaced now. So all that's gone anyways, but now it's going to be gone where we're not even going to be listening to music repetitively. You can just have a new song for every day, for every emotion you're having, for every event you're doing. I'm having a wedding, create all new music. You know, huge thing this eliminates, of course, is copyright stuff. Anything that you have rights on or, you know, credits on, all those things, it doesn't matter anymore. That's a joke. That's the past. Everything can be created the day of, the moment of. That's crazy, crazy, crazy thought to think about. Like I said, this it can all start to reply or, you know, go off our emotions and all that kind of stuff. But it can even do more than that. It's going to start composing and using its own music. And, you know, how far does that go? We have some absolutely amazing composers and directors that make this amazing next level classical music that we use for everything, again, to elicit emotion during movies or just sit down and listen to an amazing, amazing piece. But it's going to be able to do all that. That's really, really crazy. Now, the only thing that we can say that it won't be able to do and that is very human is to be extremely unique and intuitive and change things, like trap beats, for example. There's no way AI would have, at least at this point or in the near future, been able to anticipate that the entire drum beats and everything behind them were going to use these, synthesize these, how that was going to catch on and really, really drive a movement of music. And, you know, those kind of innovations, those things that are human-led, are not going to be there as much, but it'll be more so driven by, hey, they like this, let's do more, you know, of course, just, you know, rinse and repeat. They like this sound, keep using this in this situation. It'll be more situation-based, but we won't have those trends and fads that we've had in music over the years, and that's kind of a huge loss. And yeah, AI will find a way to do all those stuff, but we're gonna be missing on those huge things if it continues in that direction. This is just, again, just spitballing, throwing ideas out there, what we're going to lose. But there's a lot to take on there and a lot to think about and a lot to wrap your brain around. And like I said, the worrying part is that this is coming faster than you think it is. And a huge part of this that I think is going to impact is people like me and maybe people like you who are bedroom producers, people that like to make music from their home, be relaxed and maybe not interact with the public as much as some other artists. And I think it's going to hit them hardest, especially producers of like hip hop and all that kind of stuff and beat music and house production. It's going to be hard to differentiate between what's being AI produced and what's not. And that's kind of scary. It's pretty bad. Don't like that. But it still affects everything else. As this AI's voice synthesis is getting better, it's going to start doing country music. It's going to start doing rock music. It's going to start doing everything that humans ever liked. And it's going to do it better than we ever could. And that's not great. It's not great. And I think the huge thing to take away from this is, what can we do? Is this all doom and gloom? Are we all screwed? Are we going to lose our jobs? Is there a place for music anymore? And the answer to that is, and I think a huge part of that, if you take a chance or take a moment to watch that Kyle Hill video, a huge thing that they talk about towards the end is that, you know, go feel grass, go out and meet space, meet others. You know, that's, we're going to be seeking out in the future really soon, you know, what's human. We're going to have ways to test to make sure that everything's human, because that's what we're going to be craving. We don't want all this synthesized input from the outside world, video, music, text. We're going to crave human interaction. And that's something, as an artist and musician, I think that you need to be, if you aren't already, or maybe it's only a percentage of what you do, my suggestion for the future, and especially maybe I'm just talking to myself here, but I want to bring you with me if I can. You really need to start focusing on live performance and meeting other people and playing with other people, jam sessions. You need to be, I know it's the hardest part of being a musician is involving others, because it hurts sometimes. People let you down. Things don't work out. You're not good on Sundays. You're better on others. But finding ways to be a part of in-person meetups, communicating and growing and writing with other humans is great. Performing in front of other people is going to be the one thing that can differentiate between us and an AI-driven world in music, because we can go out and show them in person and do this in a group of people using a talent that we've, you know, cultivated and nurtured and share that. And we can do this in person, and it's going to become more important. Live shows, live entertainment, you know, performing real instruments in front of others is going to be a huge, huge thing moving forward. I think just because we're going to regress now backwards to where meeting in groups, meeting in people is going to be something we crave because we're so just inundated with artificial intelligence based everything around us. So that's the big thing I want you to take away from this. If you're not incorporating a ton of live stuff into what you do now, it's a good time to start moving in that direction. Always be releasing stuff, always be recording stuff, but just remember that's going to be easily taken or done, you know, something similar. And it's going to be hard without you needing to be in the picture as much as possible. You need to be as much a part of this, sharing you with other people more so than before. So that's enough of being the old man yelling at the clouds. I just want you to start thinking about this thing. I think it's a really big deal coming forward. And like I said, it kind of gave me that, oh no, it's coming faster than I thought it was, and it's time to adapt. So I hope you join me in that and start moving in the direction of more live entertainment, more shows, more finding ways to connect with other humans, person to person. And if you guys have any thoughts or anything that maybe I haven't said or pontificated on, please just throw it at me. Let me know. And on the next one, we'll go over some of those things. And of course, we'll have more next week. Really enjoy you guys being here. Give us a like and a subscribe if you haven't. It always helps. And we'll see you on that next one. Bye.